Now, these are sort of, on the surface, maybe obvious things when I state them, but these are very powerful thoughts, and I'll tell you a little more why. The world, or the physical world, is structured. What I mean by that is that the surfaces are mostly smooth that we encounter in the real world. Yes, there are discontinuities, but within an object, things tend to, on average, change smoothly. We have temporal persistence, meaning things don't randomly appear and disappear, meaning the world around you is not a snowstorm. It's just not suddenly your desk is there and then it's not there, or your computer, a computer appears and then it's not. And you never know where it's going to appear. No, if it moves, it moves in a predictable way, and that's very important. Furthermore, light travels in straight lines. It doesn't decide to take a somersault suddenly, or no, it bounces off and it creates certain diffusion and so on. And we have the law of gravity. Now you might say, so what? Maybe you remember, and I think I also talked about in the first lecture about where what my training is, and one of the things I did early on was computer vision. And one thing that was looked at was how can we build machines or computer programs that can see like humans? And one of the very profound insights is, and if you go to a movie theater, what you have is a two-dimensional surface that you're looking at. You're looking at a flat thing, but you experience it as three-dimensional. How is that possible? How is it possible to see something in 3D when the information coming into your eye is only two-dimensional? How do you get that third dimension back? That's the question. How is that possible? If you look at it mathematically, if you start setting up the equation, saying, okay, so this is what's coming in, this is what we can measure, la 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 la, and you look at the equation, you see there's too many unknowns, not enough data. If you start plugging in, surfaces are smooth, things are temporally persistent, things move in straight lines and so on, suddenly you can solve the equations. So that's where the power of these ideas that the world is structured, and the visual system takes advantage of that. That's why it can do what it does.